quarterback, number two team, on the Brick House team preview.
So close.
NBA season is just days away from starting. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. We're here.
We're previewing the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hey, some of you might say the Cleveland Cavaliers won last year and earned the right to be ranked number one in preseason NBA rankings.
Right.
To that I say,
nay.
Get your own podcast, bub.
Yeah.
They didn't have Kevin Durant on the Warriors last year. Matt, what sort of dirt do we have on Cleveland?
Well, Bob, Cleveland Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert, he has a lot to be excited about. They just won the title. LeBron is back, and he signed for a year longer than expected. Gilbert's business has grown exponentially over the past 10 years. But there's one thing. There's one thing that still irks him, Bob. It's the perception that LeBron and his handlers make all the executive decisions, right?
I can see that.
Yeah. This summer, it took a long time to re-sign LeBron, even though it was pretty much foretold he was going to.
Mm-hmm.
The J.R. Smith situation, just a weird thing. It didn't help that perception that LeBron was actively pushing for J.R. Smith to re-sign, too.
Yeah.
Remember the whole thing with the not really having any assistants signed and the contract stallings of the renegotiations, that whole thing.
Weird power play.
Weird.
Weird choice.
So Gilbert had a brainstorming session with his assistant this summer on ways he could help change the perception that he's in charge and not LeBron. So
can't wait to hear
it. Yeah, so let's hear it.
God damn it, I own the team and I say LeBron's ring and my ring both say finals MVP on it.
But you weren't the MVP.
But I'm the boss.
Let's get you two rings, and the MVP ring can be your secret ring.
Ooh, sneaky. I love it. I'm Dan Gilbert, and I'm rebuilding Detroit, goddammit. The heart of America.
You're like a heart donor for every single American and the auto industry.
Don't patronize me, Marcy. The thing with JR is if I give him what he wants, they'll slam me again because his agent works for LeBron's agency. What else can I do?
You could give rings to all the staff in the building like Mr. Arison did in Miami.
Ooh, I love it. We're talking ticket terrorists, policemen who work the games, janitors, everybody. As long as you tell the president it was my idea.
You have so many great ideas, sir.
Help me have some more, Marcy. I want people to fear me, like Queen Cersei.
Well, you already rented out your stadium to Donald Trump. Maybe if he wins, he can deport every reporter who made fun of your Comic Sans letter.
The quiet dignity of Comic Sans is a drumbeat heard only by me. What if we change my nickname to King Gilbert and put pictures of me wearing a crown around downtown?
Really don't think LeBron would like that either.
What if I produce Space Jam 2 and cast myself?
No, Dan.
What if I start a media company so fans could have a closer access to me and other owners?
Stop. Dan, stop. When will you realize you're no Cersei? You're a Tommen at best.
Marcy? Marcy! Get back in here! I'm going to write an open letter about this!
You see, even Dan Gilbert watches Game of Thrones, Matt. You got to get on this show. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got to.
I love this team. LeBron wants to own a team, and the owner wants to be LeBron.
Yeah.
It's like,
Why don't they just switch?
The rappers and basketball players.
That is true.
Ice Cube wishes he was 18 inches taller. Forget the platinum records. The Cavs made a couple of changes this offseason. I just like hearing the song.
But it is a great song. We only have a few times with the song left. So they lost Matthew Dellavedova.
That's a tough loss.
The roller coaster parks of Cleveland are really going to be hurting. Timofey Mozgov, Sasha Kahn, huge loss.
The rookie retired after 1 year, one championship.
Yep.
8 minutes.
Mo Williams, the additions, Mike Dunleavy.
Huge.
Chris, I like the Dunleavy sign. We'll get into that. Chris Anderson, DeAndre Liggins. They drafted Kay Felder. They also signed Markell Brown. So not really any changes to the starting lineup. Mike Dunleavy, I love having old gunners, old three-point gunners.
Yeah, he's tough. He's a tough player. And re-signing Richard Jefferson is also something that was maybe not expected.
He's retired Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, He's going to keep us informed on Snapchat. I think I'm going to join Snapchat just to watch Richard Jefferson's timeline or feed or stories or
yeah.
whatever the fuck they call it. Dellavedova's defense on Steph Curry, I think, is half of his mental breakdown. You know, you don't go throwing your mouth guard without Dellavedova
yeah.
in his shorts, chugging coffee before the game, just making his whole world about interrupting Steph's.
Sure, he and that sent Dellavedova to the hospital too at one point over the past couple of years, just trying to guard Steph.
Right. Timothy Mozgov, after you get a contract like that, you just pat the guy on the butt and say, good job, man.
I like the idea of Mozgov gets the offer. It's like the first minute of free agency, Mozgov gets the offer from Jimmy Buss. He walks into Dan Gilbert's office, and he's like, hey, Timofey, what's up? He's like, well, I got this offer from the Lakers, and instantly, without even seeing the offer, Gilbert's like, I wish you the best. I go, whatever it is.
I got some assistant coaches to hang over the fire.
You know, one change, it happened midseason, but David Blatt, you know, it came out that he will accept a championship ring from the Cavs. Did you see that?
Good. Sell that shit on eBay at least.
Yeah. There's no hard feelings. Apparently he will take that championship. Does this make him a championship winning coach? It doesn't, right? Same way it doesn't make Van Gundy.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Meanwhile, Ty Lue, I have to look this up to confirm, but my suspicion is he has got the least amount of games under his belt as a head coach to be a champion. I'm sure that, I mean, that he didn't even coach a full season.
Right.
Pat Riley came in and took over for Van Gundy midseason, but he had coached decades before that.
Yeah, sure.
The starting lineup is really the big show, though. Let's get into who's playing for the Cavs in the starting five.
And now, the starting lineup for your Cleveland Cavaliers!
Kyrie Irving, Uncle Drew, amazing, best ball handler in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Either J.R. Smith or Iman Shumpert.
Right.
Going to be at that two-guard spot. LeBron James. Small forward.
We need to get that kid. I wonder what that kid's up to.
The next billionaire athlete. Kevin Love at the power forward. How many trade rumors is Kevin Love in this year, Matt? What's the over-under?
Man, I don't know. Has his trade value gone down?
I think it only goes up. Everyone's trade value goes up when you win a chip.
Yeah.
I think. Traditionally, look at James Posey.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson, I think, is going to fill in for Mozgov at the center spot. That's really their best lineup. He can rebound with the best of any center.
Wait, you said Tristan Thompson's going to fill in for Timofey Mozgov?
Yeah. He's going to continue to pull all the weight on the rebounding side. Although he does have a new girlfriend, Matt.
No, really? You got to tell me about this.
Khloe Kardashian.
No, wait, what? How did I
you haven't heard about
no.
this? Khloe Kardashian was at not the first preseason game, although she was probably at that too. She was at the first team scrimmage.
Wow.
And they've been dating since midsummer. I can't believe we haven't talked about this.
No, I somehow missed that.
She has a proclivity for lefties.
I was going to say, if you're Tristan Thompson, do you walk around proud of this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you'd date Khloe Kardashian to, be shy about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But beware. I think Tristan is probably the nicest, most innocent guy who's dated a Kardashian since Chris Humphries, and that didn't turn out very well for him.
I saw Lamar Odom the other day at a restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, at a bar restaurant. But he looked well.
Good.
Yeah, so you're right. She does love the lefties.
Yeah, James Harden. The Cavs, they're like the Beatles or Destiny's Child or whatever band has, you know, the awesome front man.
Mm-hmm.
With, of course, LeBron being the Paul McCartney or Beyonce. This year, it'll be interesting to see if Kevin Love ever really gets comfortable being George Harrison.
Ooh, okay.
I think LeBron's going to have one of the most fun seasons he's ever had. The breakdown after winning Game 7 for Cleveland was just so much more emotion. He was obviously happy watching him win the two championships in Miami. But this one is definitely that old cliche, but I can't think of something better to say, the monkey on the back.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that's following him around, everyone criticizing him. But to beat the 73-9 best regular season team down 3-1 couldn't have been a more storybook ending. And this guy's probably got 8 years left.
It had, because from a viewer standpoint, I didn't really believe it till it happened. Yeah. So you got to think, you could see the way they were playing that it became real to them during some of the last few games, but being real to them and winning it, probably it's something they didn't actually think could happen until it did, you know? So all that emotion just comes out in big, ugly ways.
And he's really enjoying it. Over the summer now, he's started his next pursuit, which is becoming the greatest player of all time.
Right.
Quoted as saying he's chasing Michael Jordan's ghost. And he's not going to be laid back on the court or immature off of it anyways. I think he's been thinking years ahead. You know, the way Kobe, this is my prediction, the way Kobe finally just seemed to enjoy himself for the first time last year when he finally had the perspective that he's, you know, knows he's hanging it up.
Right.
LeBron seems to have a different level of consciousness of his place in history. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's thought about it since he was 15 years old or something.
Right.
He's been ordained as this great player, and he's wanted to live up to that hype.
Of course.
So my guess is now after this Cleveland championship has been overcome, now he can, over the next 7, 8, 9 years that he plays in the NBA, have that sort of perspective that Kobe had. He always seems to enjoy himself more than Kobe ever did anyways.
Right. But now he can actually have fun, and he's done what he's needed to do.
Yeah.
Now it's just adding to the numbers.
And the way he plays in the playoffs is just adding to the lore. It reminds me of no one since Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
The way he's able to be the greatest in the world and then be even better than that when in, you know, the last few minutes of the game and everything's on the line.
Just taking everyone along with him.
I miss that what the fuck does anything have to do with LeBron James segment from last year's previous.
It all does. It all does.
Yeah, maybe we'll play some of those tunes in honor of the great LBJ.
Bob, can we have a quick career salary game here?
Okay.
You want to wager a prediction on, or guess on how much money Mike Dunleavy has made in his NBA career?
Wow.
I'll give you how many years here. He's played 14 years.
14 years, I'm going to guess an average of $9 million. So what would that be? No, maybe that's too much. An average of $7 million. That would be $98
million. Oh, $78
million.
78. Yeah,
He's taking some bargain deals, including this one.
Right. This one, this is a 10-year, two-year, $10 million deal to try and win a championship and shoot some threes.
He showed a dark side in that series 2 years ago, Chicago and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Took out Greek Freak and I think maybe Bayless with a couple of cheap shots.
Hey, when you see the title within grasp, you just got to start swinging.
The first round of the playoffs against the Bucks, yeah.
Sure.
Or then. Yeah. You just get annoyed. He's just started swinging.
Right.
Let's predict the number one seed's record for next year, Matt.
Record prediction.
Last year, 57-25. I got him 59-23. They're going to rest, but I still think they do whatever it takes to secure a one seed and home court advantage, at least through the East.
61-21.
Okay.
I think they crack into the 60s. And
I think they're going to be super annoyed at the attention the Warriors received this year, despite the fact that Cleveland won and they're the defending champ. But it was also the fuel that made them the champ or helped them get that extra competitive drive. The how to beat San Francisco, this team is really the only one that can say that they have the blueprint for that. Huh?
Right, they did it. Well, now we're talking about this San Francisco, this KD San Francisco.
Good point. If you're going
to beat San Francisco. Be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco, you're going to meet your
I say they just continue to turn to the well of unbelievable talent that only gets stronger and better in crunch time situations in LeBron James. They've set that blueprint that we've been talking about, how the Clippers, Celtics, Spurs could all attempt to beat the Warriors with endless aggression on the offensive glass and bumping Steph Curry every chance they get to try and get him out of his rhythm.
Right.
Anything you want to add to the secrets of Cleveland beating the Warriors a second year in a row?
No, I mean, you just, the way you do it is the way you were always going to do it, of just LeBron taking over. LeBron crushing. I mean, LeBron does stuff on his own that no one else can do, and you can just see the will and the determination. It's really impressive to watch.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Well, this brings me to one of my favorite questions that I'm excited to hear Matt's answer to.
Yeah.
Not so much drawing from the annals of Matt Baker history, but it is an opinion-based question.
Yeah.
Wanted you to put together your all-time best starting five. And I was just curious to ask you this, basically to see who's on there and whether or not LeBron makes the cut yet. And who is the captain of this team?
Is it strictly by position?
It's your team. I mean, if you want to play Greek Freak at point guard.
Yeah.
Best point guard of all time, that's up to you.
I'll just go with the straight down the middle team. Everyone at their position.
Let's hear it.
Magic. Michael. I'll take LeBron. Duncan and Olajuwon.
Olajuwon. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm kind of thinking in terms of, I guess, today's NBA, but I think Hakeem's name is one of the best centers of all, as a top like two or three center kind of gets lost, but I think he's right there. I like his game. I like the idea, even though he's the center, of he could stretch the floor a little, and Duncan could play on the inside.
Plus, he's the career NBA leader in blocks too. Oh,
yeah,
great defender.
Yeah.
Despite only being like 6'9".
Sure.
So who would be the captain of that team? MJ?
Magic.
Magic, of course. Yeah. He's really the best leader.
Yeah.
LeBron has a lot of magic in him, too.
Sure.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Down to the number one team on our team previews,
though
it should come as no surprise. If you were annoyed by how often the Warriors were discussed on sports radio, get ready to be absolutely disgusted by sports radio this year. We break down the Golden Boys and predict if there's anybody who can stop them on our last team preview, the next episode of Brick House.